Wendy?
Yes, Lisa.
Is the water warm enough?
Yes, Lisa.
Shall we begin?
This is Lee Hazelwood.
And Nancy Sinatra.
You know, some velvet morning when I'm straight, I'm gonna turn on
WGXC Macra Hudson Catskill.
Hey, cowboy, where'd you get that funny hat?
90.7 FM.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of FET Press in Hudson, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, FET Press.
The Catskill Food Pantry is located in the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Episcopal Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. The pantry is open.
Lovers know well, the angels did sing, whilst to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. No. Well,
Born is the King. Hallelujah. Born is the King. Hallelujah. Born is the King of Israel. We're celebrating the birth of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Yeshua. Hallelujah. God is good, and he gave us his only begotten son. Ooh, Lord, what a blessing. I heard somebody say, a million years before we were even born, God loved us. Ooh, God so loved the world he gave us. My God, the love of God. His heart weeps when we weep. His heart breaks when our hearts break. Oh, my beloved, hallelujah. If we are sad and mad by the news headlines, how much more our God, hallelujah. But he gave us dominion over the earth. He gave it to us. Hallelujah. He gave us a book, a manual. Hallelujah. And also a love letter from our Father. Hallelujah. And in it, it tells us, born is the King of Israel. I want to shout out all the Messianic Jews today. Hallelujah. The Jews for Jesus and David's seed and, you know, all the other groups. I got to get a list of those names. Hallelujah, who decree and declare that born is the King of Israel. Hallelujah. I thank God for the Messianic Jews. I thank God for the Jewish people. Hallelujah. Even those who have not yet said, well, I guess Jesus might be our Messiah. Hallelujah. And I say, hello, everybody. Hallelujah. Who decree and declare Jesus is the Lord. Born the King of Israel. Hallelujah. Good morning, Brother Randall, our audio engineer extraordinaire. How are you today?
I am doing well. A little weary, but I am doing well, and I hope that our Bright Side listeners are doing well as well.
As well. Amen. I was telling Brother Randall, beloved, did I have my tired, sleepy voice? He said, oh, good, share that, give some context. I got a little bass in my throat this morning. Praise the Lord. Long day yesterday, 11-hour day, traveling, 5 or 6 of those, traffic was kind of heavy going and coming from our destination, 2.5-hour drive, becoming a 3-hour drive. Amen. But I thank God for safe travels. I thank God for traveling mercies. And I pray the same for all. We know, hallelujah, that some people are going to meet unforeseen situations in their travels. But we pray God's traveling mercies for as many as God will include and cover. We say, thank you, Lord. The first Noel. I had a young man in my 8th grade class named Noel, and he was a pain in the neck. Amen. And every time we'd be singing, I was in Seventh-day Adventist school, so, you know, Christmas was a big thing, and we had to learn these songs, and singing this song and thinking about him, it just didn't work. But I thank God. I hope he's doing well today. Hallelujah. That was the first Noel that I ever knew. But that's a different kind of Noel. We born is the King of Israel. Beloved, we're here with the music. Yes, the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Music with a message. Amen for you. And so we have a wonderful lineup as always. Emmanuel, hallelujah, by Norman Hutchins, his version. Joy to the World, Ricky Dillard and his band. I remember years ago, Oprah saying how much she liked Ricky Dillard, that he was her favorite choir master. And in The Color Purple, which is coming out on December 25th, I can't wait to see it. He is the musician on that work. Look at how, you know, God will do. Joy to the World, the Ricky Dillard version. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee. This goes way back. Lauryn Hill from Sister Act 2. For unto us a child is born. These are a new group to me. Gramophone Chorus. And for unto us a child is born, BB and CC Winans. Yeah, it was so nice. I wanted to do it twice. What a Wonderful Child by Mariah Carey and Little Drummer Boy by Donald Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers. And after that, beloved, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Let the music play. Emmanuel, Emmanuel. I love this one. Emmanuel.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again. Come. Let us
come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore him.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. When praises go up, blessings come down.
We worship you.
I dare you learn to praise him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
No matter, no matter, no matter. I mean, no matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. Now, I know you know the song by now. Come. Let us adore him.
Come, let us adore him.
Thank you, Lord. Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
He's the King of kings and Lord of lords.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say amen. Yes,
we worship you.
Come on, let me see some hands. We worship him.
We worship you.
Everybody.
We worship you.
We worship you. We'll be right back.
for, Lord, we adore thee. And in my life I've put none before thee. Yeah. Since I was a youngster, I came to know that you was the only way to go.
So I had to grow and come to an understanding. And I'm down with the king, so now I'm the man. Did you tell me who you're down with, see? Cause all I know is that I'm down with G.O.D. And I'm a G.O.D.
Yeah, you know me.
And I'm a G.O.D.
Yeah, you know me.
And I'm a G.O.D.
Yeah, you know me.
Shall be done.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, WGXC.org, online all the time. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and we are here on the bright side. The bright side is somewhere, and it's right here with me on WGXC. We have music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Music with a message, and our message this month highlights, focuses on the birth of our Lord Jesus the Christ. Happy birthday, Jesus. Unto us a child is given. What a wonderful child. Oh, and then the little one who gave his all, the little drummer boy. We got that music coming right up, and after that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Don't go nowhere. You stay right here on the bright side.
I just want to tell y'all a little story about how we should give all that we have to Christ. We should give our last to him because he gave his life for us. Y'all with me out there? This is a little story about a boy who came and gave the Lord the very best that he had. You know, we need to give God all that we have. Y'all with me? Yeah. Anyway, one day he walked out, and there was a lot of excitement in the town, and people were walking and running, and they had gifts in their arms, and he wondered what was going on. Where were they going? What was all the excitement about? And one person came up, and another person came up, and they came to him, and this is what they said. They said, come. Oh, yeah.
They told
It was a newborn king that was born. And they had the finest gifts in their arms.
Myrrh, frankincense.
And the reason they had this, they had to lay it down before this newborn king.
Hallelujah.
Churchy, ain't it? Think I want to change the key right here. Yeah. Well, I got up in front of the king and I said this. I said, little baby.
Oh.
Little baby. You see, I'm a poor boy just like you are.
I am a poor boy.
You know, I don't have a lot of money. Everybody got such fine gifts, and I'm embarrassed because I don't have those kind of gifts.
Couldn't afford to buy them.
And you know, I just really didn't have anything that was worthy of you. Because you're the king. You're the king. I forgot. I forgot. Can I play my little drum for you? Play my little drum for you. Can I offer you this sincere praise that I have, Lord?
Horn my drum.
Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. I feel this thing. Think I want to change the key one more time. Well, I got my little drum out and I got the feeling and I got the grooving with it. And you know what? I looked over at his mother and she was nodding. She was feeling the beat I was playing.
Yeah.
You know what? The Shekinah glory came in the house, and I looked around, and the animals was nodding. The animals was rocking with the beat. Hey! See, when God comes in the building, everybody's got to move. Hey! I played so I felt it myself, and then I tried to play my best. Then when I looked down at him,
he smiled at me.
And when he smiled, y'all, I couldn't help but cry. I couldn't help but cry when I was looking at the little baby Jesus smiling at him. Somebody that he didn't even know came just to give his life just for me. Tears came more. They came, a shiver came over me, y'all. And I couldn't hardly play no more because I saw him look up and I realized he was the light of the world. Hey. He smiled at me. Me and my drum, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Me and my drum.
And from then on, I knew I was going to bless him. With everything I had. I'm going to pray. I'm going to bless him. Hey.
Me and my drum.
If you want your trouble to leave, just bless him with your drum.
Me and my drum.
If you want your bills to get away from you, just bless the Lord.
Me and my drum.
Hey, just look at somebody and say, I'll praise him.
I'll praise him.
I'll bless him.
I'll bless him.
Hey.
Me and my
just me.
Just me and my drum.
Or if I have to do it by myself, I'm gonna bless him.
Me and my drum.
Hey. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I'm praising.
I'm praising.
I'm blessing.
I'm blessing.
Hey.
Me and my drum.
Oh, y'all, I feel this thing. I feel it. I feel it.
Just me and my drum.
Oh. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Me and my drum.
Feel a praise in the house.
Yeah.
Hey. Praise him. Come on, y'all, just praise him. Praise him. He's worthy. He's worthy.
He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy. The little boy said, I'm going to, what I have is what I'm going to give. I'm going to give what I've got. It was his drum, his musical talent, and a heart that wanted to bless the Lord. Oh, that's all God looks for, a heart that wants to bless the Lord. Oh, my God, beloved. Well, we are here at Christmas, and I am the perpetual optimist, and, you know, I come with joy and jubilation in my heart, in my soul. Hallelujah. Yes, I have my rough times, too, and yes, there are things that happen that can try me and vex me, and yes, folks that get on my nerves sometimes, too. But I thank God I have found in him a resting place, a refuge. And those moments don't last. Those feelings don't last. Those thoughts don't last. I've learned years of practice, and doesn't have to take that long for you if you're new to this way of life. You can learn from those who have come before you, right, on how to tap in and expedite the process, all right? Hallelujah. Just tap it in. You know, there's a song you're going to hear in a moment. I heard this song for the first time this past week. And it's Christmas Feels Different This Year. And, you know, I want to take this moment and take this time today to really minister to and talk to people who, for them, Christmas is different this year. There are empty chairs in the table. At the table, there's a presence missing in the home. Some may be sharing, not sharing their bed with anyone for the first time in a long time, or maybe not such a long time. There's been news of layoffs, and you're wondering if you're going to have a job in the new year. And some people have already begun to get those slips. It's beyond my comprehension, beloved, how people can displace people, you know, remove them from their employment right at this time of year. Got to be something in the spirit and the heart that puts people before profits. There has to be. But some people don't have that yet, right? So, you know, for many reasons, Christmas feels different this year. And I just want to share one of the reasons, or some of the reasons, why the Christmas season is so important. It is so special. It's so significant. It is so powerful. It is because for 33 years, God, the creator of the universe, the sovereign God, the God of all gods, King of all kings, and Lord of all lords, walked the earth with us. He became man and knows the experience of living in a fallen world. He knows what it is from the womb to the tomb. Come on, hear somebody. And we celebrate that this love that God had when he said in the beginning, let us make man in our own image and in our own likeness. Ha! And that was marred by the appearance of Satan and the condescension to the deceptions of Satan that brought sin, death, destruction into the world. But he came, hallelujah, to see about us, not just to look down from the portals of heaven, not to just remain seated on his throne, hallelujah, over the universe. I know it sounds kind of fantastic for some people, but I tell you, more and more, not only is life experience, but scientific evidence is confirming the things that are recorded in the Holy Scripture called the Bible. And so, beloved, God in his holy word in Matthew chapter 11 speaks for those who may be going through where Jesus teaches us and tells us, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, come to me. Hallelujah. Amen. He's our chief advocate and mediator and intercessor with God the Father. Hallelujah. As God who walked the earth. And he tells us, come unto me. But I've been coming. I've been coming. I'm still crying. I'm still scared. I'm still anxious. Keep on coming, beloved. Hallelujah. He's got you in his heart and on his mind. Don't quit in the dip. You know, the Lord spoke to his people, hallelujah, and talked about peace. And in Isaiah chapter 9, it tells us that he is the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. He is the Prince of Peace. But praise be to God, he also spoke to us as a man and said, I am leaving with you a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Hallelujah. If Jesus was God, then why is he still here? Well, he is still here. Hallelujah. He's here in our heart and he's here in the atmosphere. He's still watching from the portals of heaven and nothing escapes him. He says, I've given you a gift. I'm leaving, but I'm not leaving. I'm going to stay with you. Emmanuel, God with us. He told us in Matthew 28, verse 20, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Hallelujah. Oh my God, beloved. Hallelujah. In these days when we feel like I'm not feeling the Christmas spirit, I'm hurt, my heart is broken, I've had a hard year, the enemy is after me, I have adversaries that have purpose, that they're determined to see my demise, my downfall, Jesus says, come to me. Hallelujah. Come to me. Jesus says, I'm giving you a gift of peace, a peace of mind, a peace that the world, people in the world, what's happening in the world, that's not going to give you. I was speaking to somebody the other day, and they said, every time I talk to people, you know, I sound so negative because I keep watching the news. And every time I watch the news, I get so upset about what's going on. Going on in the world, what's going on in our nation with the politics and all this kind of stuff, and hallelujah. And I say, beloved, amen. That's not God's best for you. That's not God's plan for you. That stuff is hallelujah. That stuff God's got us in the middle of. He's the God who speaks peace in the midst of the storm. There's a peace that passes understanding. And Jesus is the giver of that gift of peace. Hallelujah. John 14, 27. He is the Prince of Peace. Beloved, I just want to encourage somebody today, hallelujah, to let you know that Jesus knows how it feels even during the season of Christmas when you're just not feeling it. Hallelujah. But he lets us know, I got you. I still got you. Hallelujah. Amen. I've got you. And in John 15 and 11, I want to just share one more thing that Jesus had to say. He said, these things I have spoken to you, that your joy may be, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. Hallelujah. In this world, you will have tribulation, he tells us in John 15. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. These things I've spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. This is the will of God concerning you and me in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. God so loved the world. Amen. He came to see about us, wrapped himself up in human form in the womb of a woman, and was born into this world. Not in palaces, hallelujah, but in a feeding trough for animals, a manger. Come on here, somebody. He cares about the lowliest, and he cares when we are at our lowest. Amen, beloved? So remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. And these are some of the reasons why. We got the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul coming for you right now. Christmas feels different this year. Listen to the words of this song, beloved, and be blessed.
On the tree, hear the sleigh bells, they're ringing. Sugar plums in my dreams, children's choirs are singing. I should cherish the noise, I should feel the joy, but here I am holding back tears. 'Cause Christmas feels different.
Hallelujah, is here. Well, it's about my time. Time is wrapped up very quickly today. I just want to share a couple of announcements. On Saturday, December 16th, there will be a menorah lighting at the 7th Street Park in Hudson at Warren Street. Come out and be blessed, right? And be a blessing. We're in the season of Hanukkah. I think it ends very soon, but on the 15th, I think it is. But the 16th is a menorah lighting. I think that's going to be wonderful. Overcoming Ministries, our ministry, hallelujah, to our community, will be celebrating Christmas with a happy birthday Jesus party. It is an invite-only party. I'm sorry about that. But a reminder to those who have pre-registered, yes, bringing your children. We distribute gifts that have been graciously given through members of Overcomer Ministries, our county clerk's office, and Toys for Tots for the U.S. Marines. If you'd like to send a gift, check us out overcomingministries 12534@gmail.com. And we have children from ages infant to 17. Yes, beloved. 50 kids will be celebrating with us and their parents this Christmas season. So that's on December 17th, and festivities starts at 4 o'clock at the Greenport Community Center. And then also, hallelujah, next month, skipping right over to Happy New Year, but Happy New Year is coming quickly. We will have the annual observance of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. birthday at the Shiloh Baptist Church. That will be at 3 p.m. on Sunday, January 14th. And on Monday, the 15th, there will be a panel discussion on the national theme, Changing the Cultural Climate with Kingian Principles of Nonviolence. That's going to be at the Light Forum Center. Light Forum is located on Columbia Street and 8th Street. And so we look forward to you coming and sharing with us. That will be 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. Refreshments will be provided, and RSVP is required. But we'll give you more information about how to do that. Just want you to mark these dates on your calendar. And listen, remember never to forget, no matter how great a day, how dark the night, how low the clouds may hang, the sun is still there, and the sun is still here. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere, beloved. Don't quit in the dip. This is Pastor Kim, Overcoming Ministries. Yes, we overcome because of Jesus. Hallelujah. Have a great day and a great rest of the week. Till we meet or speak again, remember never to forget. God loves you. I love you too. Praying for you, beloved. Pray for me too. Happy birthday, December babies. Happy birthday. Amen. And so we got one more song. This is an oldie and a goodie. This is The Temptations, yes, with Silent Night, Holy Night. It was a beautiful night. Let the music play.
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind, I want you to be free. Hear what I say.